Eliwinji here is worried. There's a shortage of fertilizer in Kenya. He says a bag that used to cost $20 is now around $60. That's too expensive for many farmers here.
They are going to go on hunger because there's nothing. Because there is no food in there is no harvest in their gardens. So they are going to go hunger. There is going to be famine in this place.
One of his neighbors, Frederick Muiruri, is in trouble. His beans have failed. He says he couldn't afford fertilizer.
I might have to give up on farming, something I have done all my life, but it is not working.
Fertilizer, which provides the nutrients needed to help crops grow, is in short supply around the world. Several African countries depend on imports, which before the war used to come from Russia and Ukraine.
Food production is most at risk in developing nations where many farmers may not have the financial resources to deal with the crisis. In some countries, some farmers are using more manure to nourish their crops.
But farmers here say using only manure is not enough. The plants also need the potassium, phosphorus and nitrogen from fertilizers to grow bigger, faster and to produce more food. Prices of animal feed are also rising. Sometimes there is government-subsidized fertilizer, but it's in short supply.
This is a crisis where the supply of the raw materials are not available. Definitely, we don't know how long it may take. And this is the situation all over. We don't know how long. So we are just praying to God that it is shortened so that we come back to normal.
It's frustrating for Njihia, who's been farming for 30 years. He says working the land has never been this hard. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Kiambu County, Kenya.